Hi, Duchess. Today is the 11th of November, 1970, and I think it's Veterans Day, so a happy Veterans Day to you. And you should be back from your trip by now. Probably yesterday you got home. I did receive your card from the Thunderbird Hotel. I was very happy to get it. I'm sure you've had a nice time, to say the least. If it sounds like I have a cold, Duchess, I do. But the worst of it is over. And other than that, I feel fine. Anyway, I'll be most anxious to hear about your trip. I may not receive, if you write this week, I may not receive the mail for a couple of weeks. I mentioned on my last tape that I would be going north, and I will probably go tomorrow, Duchess. I started to go Tuesday on the 10th. I plan to go up to Ankay. We're closing out up there, and so I need to go up and assist the club director up there, who's a real idiot. She has 8 years service, which is double what I have, and she can't close the club. Anyway, but this cold broke over the weekend, and Tuesday I flew down to Saigon, which is just a 15-minute ride in a chopper, and my ears bothered me. You know how they get clogged up? And so I decided, with the advice of some other people, I would not fly any further because I had to catch a larger plane, such as a C-130, from Tansanut in Saigon to Ankay. And I was afraid that my ears would bother me. So instead, I came back Tuesday, and I've been in bed most of yesterday and all of today. And I feel much, much better. I was just plain tired. That's all. Last week was very, very hectic. So getting back to the mail, Duchess, if I leave tomorrow afternoon, I'm scheduled to go out again. I don't want to change my address, mailing address, because I'll be jumping all over up north. I'll be going to many locations. And so I just soon, all of it would come to headquarters, Yusevi, and then when I get back, I'll have a lot to read. Possibly I can get it in between if somebody's coming down. Anyway, last week was very hectic for us. I was thinking about you several times. I thought, you're on your trip this week. Trying to think. The 2nd and 3rd of November, I went down to the Delta. I went down on Monday and came back, and then went down again on Tuesday and came back. And that's a lot in one day. But I'm sure that's where I caught this cold. It was pouring rain when I got off the plane down there. I took an otter down, and I was wet all day. And then when I came back, my shoes were just soaking wet. And, of course, when I got back into the office up here, Duchess, on Monday, I had an hour or two. And with the air conditioning on, it just was too much. I was freezing coming back on the otter. An otter is an old fixed-wing aircraft. I'm sure they used it in World War I. Anyway, it's a very reliable plane, but I was just numb from the cold. And so, consequently, by the end of the week, I had this beautiful cold coming on. But I can't complain because I don't get that many. I get a cold once in a great while. And so, then what else happened last week? Colonel Maiello left the weekend, I think Sunday, and he has been replaced by a Colonel Howard, what's his name? Harold, H-A-R-O-L-D, I think. And this, he's a light colonel. This Colonel Harold, Duchess, married a special services girl. Her name is Bonnie Oden. And Betty knows her, Charmaine knows her. A lot of people know her. I don't remember her. She was in Korea, too. And she was in the entertainment department. And so he's our new director of special services agency. We'll see how he works out. I don't know if that's good or bad that he married into it, so to speak. She still works for special services in Washington. She's a recruiter, I think. And so, then also last week, Wednesday and Thursday, we had 2 days of conferences. We had a special meeting with special services officers from different parts of the country. And so last week was very, very hectic. And they had the AG party just last week. And as I say, it's a hail and farewell party they have every couple of months. And since Colonel Maiello was leaving, we all felt we had to go. We usually go to them anyway. And then Saturday, Duchess, Saturday morning, I left very early and went to Saigon and took a test. The government has this mid-level exam, and I don't really think it can do an awful lot for me, but I had nothing to lose. It's supposed to open positions, make positions available in the GS-9 to GS-12 range. This is management level. And, of course, I'm a 10 now, but I was interested in some other fields. Like, you know, they don't have too much to offer. Like, they have personnel, and they have some communication stuff, and they have a lot of technical aspects of employment. But if they cannot fill them from within the ranks, so to speak, or from the lists, then they're supposed to draw people from this mid-level exam, of course, providing you pass it. And it was kind of sticky, and I've been away from exams for a while, but I did the best I could. It was 4 hours, so I spent all morning Saturday taking this exam. As I say, it doesn't mean you get a job, it just makes you available if you have the background for whatever might be open. It's pretty vague, Duchess. Anyway, I did that, and as I say, I'm not really counting on it too much. What else? I can't remember if I told you all these things, but Jane Matthews is still in the States. I think I did mention this. Her mother had a stroke of some kind. We don't know how serious, but Jane is extending her leave for a month or 2 months, so she'll be back either the end of this month or possibly next month sometime. We don't know yet what the condition of her mother's health is. We did get a letter from her, but didn't say too much. She said she was just waiting to see. Her mother's, I think, in her late 70s or early 80s, so it could be very critical. I don't know. And then, did I tell you Charmaine is going home in December? She put her papers in and everything. She's leaving December the 15th. Of course, she wanted me to go home with her. And I did think about it, but I think that if I'm going to stay that long, I'll stay through December and get my year in as a 10. And the only thing is coming in the wintertime, Duchess. I can barely manage in Vietnam with all the heat. Anyway, I decided I would try and stay on another couple of months and see what happens. I do want to be home. Oops, turn over.